The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting.
A space milestone for a robotic lander named Odysseus, the first commercial moon landing.
10 miles to go.
And the first American touchdown into lunar dust since 1972.
Welcome to the moon.
Intuitive Machines reports Odysseus landed upright, but final descent was a nail-biter. The spacecraft lost its navigational capability, but found it was riding with luck. Part of its cargo, a NASA navigational experiment. Flight controllers tapped into it to help guide the lander softly to the surface.
This is the assembly room.
When we visited the company last year, CEO Steve Altemus showed us that NASA instrument.
This is actually helps with navigation. It's running independent of our navigation system, but this is NASA's entrant into how you do precision landing on the moon without GPS.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
It was a NASA payload that saved the day.
Odysseus targeted its landing near the moon's south pole, prized by NASA because its craters may contain ice, which would mean water, a necessity for deeper space travel.
Now we're having these commercial companies go way out there to the moon, and they are serving as scouts ahead of us sending our astronauts.
Oh, Odysseus has 1 week to work. Ultra-cold lunar night will set in and freeze its solar batteries. But what an arrival.
Oh, my God. All right, so everybody, private space means something completely different now to me. Used to mean something else. Now it's Elon Musk and the moon. They're going to have everything. I mean, they're going to privatize the moon. He's privatizing your brain. This is your brain on Neuralink. This is your brain on Neuralink on Twitter. This is your brain on the moon. I mean, honestly, it's like, one small step for a contraption, one giant leap for capitalistic hegemony. Holy crap, man. I am not happy. I am not happy about the private space thing. What could happen? What could go wrong? That, you know, a guy like Elon could control, you know, Starlink, meaning whether or not Ukraine can conduct a war, right, with, you know, internet access, with telecommunication access, or if he decides he doesn't want them to win, turn it off. Do you think that that's entirely too much power for, like, the private industry and one man? Do you think? Or is this all okay with you because, you know, the conservative, we're not spending any money, it's good. You know, corporations are people, my friend. You know, that crowd, they'll be thrilled that we're not paying to go to the moon. Because if I had to tell you that we were paid to go back to the moon after 50 long, you know, dusty years, I hope they had a cleaning lady. I hope somebody, you know, straightened it up a little bit before we start taking photos of it, because all that's up there is dust. Yeah, just dust and like the odd golf ball. Clean it up, everybody. But if I had to tell them that we went back to the moon and is an America great, and, you know, it's like spawning imagination and innovation and creativity again. And last time we got Velcro and Tang, and who knows what we'll get this time. And isn't it, they would say, oh, I have a gun because we're going to go broke. I have a gun. And apparently what you want is a landline. I think we learned that yesterday, because private companies are not reliable. You understand? Not reliable. But I don't know. So now they're talking to me about this. I swear to God, it's trying to sell me on this idea that it's all okay that private companies are going to, you know, be in space. Private companies are going to, you know, be in my brain. So do you know what I'm talking about when I say be in my brain? Do you understand that Elon Musk has this company called Neuralink? Have you heard about this? I mean, we meant to do this story, I'm going to say a month ago, something like that, or at least a few weeks ago, where he started this company called Neuralink. And it always sounds like there's, you know, like above board, you know, reasons to do this, like it's altruistic and it's, you know, just a great advance for mankind to have a chip in your brain that he wants to put in your brain because he wants to help people who have paralysis, you know, quadriplegia, move things with their mind. And I'm not, you know, everybody like telekinesis. No. There's too many, too many black mirrors they're going to make one about this. I know it. I feel it. I can sense it. But no, he's saying that this is a great advance in the world of paralysis and memory loss. Now, you know, I'm all freaked out about memory loss. You know that. It freaks me out. It scares the bejesus out of me. It's in my family. It's on both sides, you know, whatever. By the way, did you hear about Wendy Williams today? It's an amazing mixed emotion that I have learning that Wendy Williams may have aphasia and definitely, some sort of a dementia. I've known her for a very, very long time, very long time. And I mean, it's sad. Let's just leave it at that. It's sad. Brett knows why I'm hedging. He knows exactly why I'm hedging. But... So he wants to put this Neuralink transmitter in your brain. Now, there's an update on the Neuralink transmitter that he did put in somebody's brain. And now they're saying that the person whose brain he put it in has recovered and they can now move things with their mind. They can move a mouse with their mind. They can move a cursor with their mind. And he wants them to be able to push buttons because more than a two-button push is basically the dividing line between controlling things for real with your mind and not controlling things for real with your mind. However, I don't know that I would want version one of anything Elon Musk does. I definitely don't like version one of Twitter under Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? But it's a weird ass thing. He's like looking to conquer all the private spaces that you have, all of them. And, cash in. So now they're talking to us about the moon. And they're telling me there's a lunar economy that we just... So I'm saying it's like one giant step for capitalistic hegemony, right? Well, one guy is going to... They're talking to me about the lunar economy. I'm like, the lunar... Are you going to sell green cheese? Like, what is the lunar economy? Are you going to, like, sell dust to people like snake oil? I don't even understand it.
We have either run out of 007s or they have been eaten by Elon's laser sharks because somebody's got to put a stop to this. This is crazy.
I mean, it's just so unbelievable. It is an amazing. And people are volunteering to be Elon Musk's, you know, lab rats. I mean, they're literally, I guess because, you know, they are paralyzed and they would love. But I just keep on thinking about Stephen Hawking. Wasn't he able to think the words on the screen? So why is this, why is this getting hyped as like Elon has pioneered and mined your brain in a way there where no man has got, I don't know what it is. But you know what's going to happen. You know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, no carry-on bags to the moon. And your ad here. Can't we just not have like a corporate billionaire in some private space, which I used to think of as my own mind and various body parts? And space. That was... I don't know. Where are the evangelicals? Where are you?